Hi, welcome to the Cloud Migration Podcast from Capital Innovations. Find us at bpmexit.com. We automate the migration of workflows, integrations, rules, UI, and business logic with 100% guarantee. More at bpmexit.com. Head over to bpmexit.com, click on How Much Can I Save, fill in the one pager, and you'll get an estimate on the spot. That's bpmexit.com. In this episode, we would like to explore the top five things you should know about successfully archiving your Comunda applications. So, Max, could you get us started?
So, the context here is that you're ready to deploy your Comunda application to production, but it's your first time and you're wondering how to archive historical data. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, the care and feeding of Comunda's archival data.
Okay, so why do I need to do archiving at all in Comunda?
Comunda tracks all sorts of information about your processes, tasks, workflows, integrations, decisions, start and end times, executions, etc. That data is critical to your business, and it cannot be lost under any circumstances. So while design considerations must take Comunda runtime performance into account, they also must ensure that this data loss doesn't occur. If you don't archive that information, and carefully, you're likely to lose it. Worse, you could cause a production failure if those tables grow unchecked. That's because the system was designed to be archived and will 100% break if you don't do that.
So what does this mean at like a tactical hands-on keyboard level? How do I get started doing this?
Good question. So we usually write a custom history event handler. A Comunda history event handler can read, echo, and even scrub history events instances in an easily customizable way. For example, you can have a custom history event handler that will asynchronously transmit historical events to some kind of a queue, like Kafka, from which they can then be disseminated via subscriptions to any system that needs that data. Those subscribers can then slice, dice, and report on the data to your heart's content.
I noticed you emphasize asynchronously. Is there a reason?
Yeah, absolutely, because you're shooting yourself in the foot if you don't do it synchronously. The history event listener is invoked every time you step from one node to another. So it's also taking the time to update the database synchronously on each one of those steps. Performance is really going to suffer. I've seen customers destroy their step transaction times, which were previously in the sub-second era, into 3-minute long invocations or longer at every step because they were making a series of RESTful calls synchronously. That means that every step won't complete until you hear back from the invocation. The issue is that the invocation of a history event listener's event are blocking, which means that the Comunda engine will not complete its transaction, which saves both runtime and historical data together until the event step methods and all the configuration history event handlers have been completed. Think of it this way. Your process has maybe 5 steps. You open an application, you review it, you provide some feedback, you attach a document, and you go on. If every time one of these steps occurs, you're taking the time to synchronously update some back-end system, your performance is going to suffer, especially if you're running hundreds, thousands, or even hundreds of thousands of these instances per day.
Excellent information. So I just want to take this time to just give a quick reminder that we're experts in migrating rule engines to serverless cloud functions for a fixed cost, and you can find out more over at bpmexit.com. So, Max, how would I actually communicate this? Are you using RESTful APIs for this?
Yes, but you've got to be careful, because even an asynchronous RESTful invocation will use threads that would otherwise be performing for your process engine. Even if you're just calling someone and leaving a message, you still have to take the time to call. So if you're doing that on every single step, you could be opening a Pandora's box. So yes, you would use asynchronous RESTful invocations, but you have to test your process very carefully to make sure that the performance impact on it is minimal.
And Max, do you have a strategy to avoid this risk?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's very nuanced. We normally separate the archiving and deletion into 2 separate ideas. So to minimize the risk of data loss, we usually provide supplemental archiving and deletion process that will complement the use of a custom history event handler. This will archive the Comunda history at regular intervals, copying it potentially to another Comunda instance with an identical schema, and then only after the copy is confirmed, delete the data from the source system. This way, the archival has been completed and confirmed, and you know that you're not actually losing any data. It's really important that no deletions occur until after a successful archive is actually confirmed. The use of the identical schema lets us use another Commander runtime instance to reference that archival database and facilitate inbound REST calls for data retrieval. It's basically a failsafe that can really save your butt when you need it.
That's really good information. I think that's all the time we have right now, Max. I want to thank you for helping us better understand how to archive and safely clean up your Commander history data. Thanks for listening. Share, subscribe, leave a review. Please head over to our site at bpmexit.com and check out more content and articles on our business process migration and the latest industry news. If you'd like to connect with us, please reach out at info@capbpm.com. Until next time, stay safe and thank you for the support.